you need, and I'd be out and about, I drive heavy goods sometimes, and I'd be out and about, and I see squad cars, and I see the odd unmarked car in the middle of the night, here, there and yonder. And we need more and more of that, because many times on the road, I see very suspicious looking vehicles. You just have to have the resources, and you just have to have a situation where there is always a high-powered vehicle available to the Gardaí. I mean, this thing of saying, oh, well, the car is in Carrick and Shannon and we have no car in Ballinamore or in Carrigannon or wherever at this point in time, we have to wait until the car comes back in for us to go out. That is totally, totally unacceptable. And it's putting those Gardaí at risk of not being able to fulfil their function and do their job, which they are very anxious to do. And I mean, let's face it, there has been very considerable success against the criminal classes in this country over recent years, the huge hauls of drugs, etc., etc. None of that comes easy. We also seen the spate of ATM robberies a number of years ago. We cannot be putting people out on the road there, some of them driving private cars, etc., trying to do a job that they're trained to do and that they want to do, but they're poorly resourced and not enough of them on the ground.
Paddy, do you feel that the resources in this part of the country, we know obviously that the bigger urban areas like Dublin and Galway and Cork would be probably better staffed than this part of the country, but you feel more resources and more staffing is ultimately the answer?
Absolutely, because once upon a time, and I know it was different times, but when I was growing up, I'm 8 miles from the border here, and there was a lot more Gardaí in and around the border region. That threat and all of that, thankfully, has faded now. But there's a different type of activity that has to be monitored and has to be sat upon and crushed. And like the example I gave you in regard to the ATM, that came about... That was totally extinguished by the Gardaí as a result of good police work. And you can only do that if A, you have the numbers, and B, you have the resources. And we are suffering, I suppose, here in the Northwest because of the extraordinary drug business that's going on along the East Coast. That's not to say that they haven't spread their tentacles as far as the Northwest, but Their headquarters tends to be along the East Coast and the well-populated areas where they have a market readily available to them. And naturally enough, there's huge resources going into that. But I'm terribly afraid that some of the resources that's going into that have been redeployed there is coming at the cost of our area.